Welcome to the Philharmoni Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:41 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 11th. Well, two important things today. I'll get to them in a minute. But first, a look at the stock markets. You had the stimulus plans passing another stage in the Senate in the US. So we have markets relatively steady, and I think people holding their breaths to see exactly what's going to happen here. So you have the Dow under 8,000, is up 50 today, it's at 7,939, and you have the S&P above 800. Still plumbing the depths on the lower side of this range. Sentiment is very bearish, and people are looking at these markets and thinking, well, something important needs to happen here. We need to see upward dynamics to really indicate to us that there is demand coming in at these levels, and the passing of the stimulus package could well be a catalyst for that, but we need to see that evidence. There's no rush to run back into these markets because they are very much range bound. It has been a quiet day pretty much across the boards. China, which has had some remarkable performances over the last week particularly, held on to the majority of yesterday's gains today, although it did close off its highs. It is looking a little bit overextended in the very short term, but a downward dynamic there would really be needed to check the momentum of the uptrend. And this was an important breakout from a small base, and this market is showing remarkable relative strength. And it is in China and increasingly in Brazil that we're seeing the relative performance coming through in globally significant markets. You have a number of other markets showing good positive action, such as Chile or Colombia in Latin America, or perhaps Brazil or Korea. Sorry, or Israel, I meant to say, or Korea in Asia. But for globally significant markets, it's Brazil and China are leading the way upwards here, and in terms of their relative performance, and they're worth watching to see if they can maintain that lead. If they continue to show relative strength, then these are going to be excellent candidates to lead in any type of recovery situation. So certainly worth watching, particularly if we do see those Wall Street indices leading other markets lower. If China and Brazil can maintain their relative strength in that type of scenario, then that would be an even stronger signal that they are going to lead on the upside. I'm not predicting that markets are going to break to the downside, because there's no evidence one way or the other to support that argument. And at the moment, we really do have a great deal of uncertainty surrounding stock markets. Looking at the precious metal markets, gold broke upwards from this 10 to 15 day trading range in here today. This is extremely positive action. This is also ticking a lot of boxes now for gold. Gold has broken its progression of lower highs from the March high last year. So it has broken that medium-term downtrend. Also, if you look at the consistency characteristics of the move over the last 3 months, it has had a rivetingly consistent progression of higher lows and has been unable to sustain upward moves. On at least two previous occasions, when it rallied upwards, it ranged for a while, broke down very briefly, and then rallied back up and onto new high ground almost immediately afterwards. On this occasion, you had the range, but you haven't had the downward break. That's an indication to us that we're getting increased interest into the gold market, that it is becoming a little bit more consistent in terms of its action and less volatile. We're pushing, I think a lot of people are now looking for this to push back up towards $1,000 and test the highs. There is certainly money flowing into the precious metal markets, and we see consistent trends developing. Silver has been remarkably consistent. It has a small step sequence uptrend over the last month. It's been rivetingly consistent, and it would need to break its progression of higher lows, really, to question scope for this to push further upwards. And platinum broke above $1,000. It's well above $1,000 today. And this is also an important breakout. Palladium is also performing. So the precious metal markets are garnering support right around the world. And we are certainly getting at least a momentum trade here. There is also the fact that gold is appreciating not just now in dollars, but has been appreciating in other currencies for quite a while now, and is increasingly being seen as hard currency, as a real store of value. So certainly this market is well worth watching. The other important move that we've had today was in the government bond markets. We saw that treasuries firmed up last week, and we had gilts and bunds really performing extremely well in here today. They had all pulled back rather sharply over the last 3 weeks or so, but found support over the last week and pushed up from there in here today. You had gilts up a number of points, a number of full points. So this is a clear upward dynamic, and it now remains to be seen whether it is going to encounter resistance below the highs. Taking the lead from the treasury markets, treasuries broke down earlier, rallied up strongly, but encountered resistance below the high, then pushed down to another new low and is rallying once more right now. This has the looks of a developing downtrend, but we also must bear in mind that we have governments acting in an attempt to keep their long-dated yields low so that people resetting mortgages will have more favorable rates with which to deal and will, in an attempt, I think, to stem the tide of foreclosures. This is a priority for the US authorities in particular, because there are such a huge number of ARMs resetting in 2009, and that those mortgage rates will be something to keep an eye on, because if we do begin to see some of the action that has been taken on the housing market gaining traction and foreclosures coming down or prices beginning to stabilize, then that will be an excellent signal that we would be well past the worst of this recession. There's no evidence that that is occurring just yet, but certainly these are signals that we need to be aware of when they do begin to occur. So, government bonds, all this has been a strong move, and we need now to see them. If this is a developing downtrend, they would need to encounter resistance below their highs. I think there is a strong prognosis that the most likely scenario is that they're going to range, but they're going to be enormously volatile. Looking at the currency markets, you had the euro relatively unchanged today. The pound has been quite strong over the last couple of weeks, but with Mervyn King coming out and talking about cutting interest rates even lower, we've had a weaker pound over the last couple of days. It has countermanded a lot of the positive action that it had put in, and even though it has been very weak over the last few days, it has already had an enormous fall versus a wide range of currencies. So there is still potential that the pound is in a bottoming out phase relative to the majority of currencies, and that bottoming out phase is likely to continue to be volatile and very much a trading environment. In the rest of the commodity markets, we had industrial metals relatively weak in here today. Nickel in particular down nearly $400. It's been down 2 days in a row now with rather large moves, down to around 10,000 once more. That was where it found support, what was it, 2 months ago. And it does need to find support here in this area once more to maintain the base development hypothesis. We also see that the grains were a little weaker in here, and that is, I think, pretty much it for tonight. The majority of the commodities were softer in here today, but not to any great extent, from what I'm looking at on the limited number on the screen that I'm looking at right now. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a good evening.